Good afternoon. This is Lee Giroux.
And Evangeline Baker.
For the first in a series of new programs, San Francisco Unlimited. A program in which we invite you to meet the people. The people who contribute so much to our way of life. The little people who together make a big San Francisco.
That's right, Lee. And San Francisco always fascinates me. Particularly the people. For instance, what do you think the attendant thinks when he has to go into a lion's cage and feed those ferocious beasts?
I wouldn't know, but I've always wondered what they do down in a manhole.
Well, I don't know very much about that, but I wonder about the chef who has to prepare a dinner for 3,000 people every day.
Well, I'm not very much on cooking either, Vanshee, but how about the fellow who puts the fancy decorations on cakes?
And oh, how about the men who go out every day in those tiny fishing boats? Just the thought of it makes me seasick.
Whoa, just a minute, Blue Eyes. Don't get seasick yet, because we're going to go for a ride in one of those boats, you know? We're going to visit chefs in their own kitchens, too.
Not go in the lion's den.
Yes?
I ever regret the day I met you.
Oh, no, you won't, Vanshee, because we're going to take our microphones every place where we can meet people with unusual occupations, meet them on their home base, and find out all we can about San Francisco Unlimited.
Well, then that's why we're here in Flyshacker Park, standing by the miniature steam train that actually runs and has its own engineer.
How right you are.
Lee, I see the boss of the concession standing right here, Mr. Spiro Manish. Let's say hello to him. Hello, Mr. Manish. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. And yourself?
Very well, thank you. You know, we're having a wonderful time out here today.
Well, you should, with all our activities out here.
I think everybody has a good time in the park, don't they?
I should say they do.
Tell us something about the concessions you have out here.
Well, we have this little miniature train in here just about ready to go on its voyage down to Los Angeles, I guess, this trip. It has been operating here since 1925. It travels about 6,000 miles a year. I'd say it carries maybe in the average day about 3,000 people. And on Sunday, we make about 90 trips on a Sunday. Oh, I'd say around 4,000 people on a Sunday.
Hey, Lee, how would you like to be the boss who manages all those thousands of people on a Sunday? Have you ever any idea of the problems he might be involved in?
Well, the only problems we have are the thousands of listeners who can't get at us. Your customers can get to you, is that right?
Well, they can, but our customers usually on a Sunday are adults rather than children. This is really a children's activity here, or a concession, but due to the amount of demand for the adult in here, why the child hasn't got much of a chance on the Sunday.
In other words, the adults enjoy it as much, if not more so, than the children.
That's true.
How long is the track?
The track is just a short, about 200 feet less than a quarter of a mile long. We expect to extend it now another 85 feet in here and move this front back about 40 feet in order that the public may better see it go through, around through its activities here, through its concession.
Say, who owns the cute little train?
This is operated by the Park Commission, the San Francisco Park Commission. They operate this train in here. We also have a merry-go-round, a Ferris wheel, and a donkey course down here that's operated by the Park Commission out at this particular place. They also have another concession or playgrounds in Golden Gate Park right behind Kezar Stadium.
Say, do you suppose there's another little train like this in the whole United States?
Well, I doubt if they have a similar train. There are trains that are a little larger than this that are operated by a motor, by a gas engine, and then they also have electric trains, but I doubt if there's another train that's operated like this by steam.
Well, now, this is a real steam engine.
That's a real steam engine, yes, operated in, by fuel oil. We burn fuel oil.
And when was it manufactured?
Well, it was manufactured... I couldn't say just when it was manufactured. We had it here since 1925. I understand that before that it was operated down in Pacific City.
I see. And do you do the repairs on it yourself here? I mean, is it done by your engineers?
It's done by the Corporation Yard, the same people that operate, repair the fire department's apparatus.
Oh, I see.
You know, Lee, we've talked about the train so much, I can't stand it any longer. I want to ride on it. How about that?
You want to ride on it?
I really do.
Well, I'll see what I can do for it. Maybe I can get a ticket from Mr. Mandich here. He's the boss.
How much does it cost to ride on the train?
Children under 12 years of age are 5 cents.
That's Vanshee.
Over 12 or 6 cents. That gives you a round trip.
You think we can afford it?
If you have 6 cents, yes.
All right, let's take everybody with us, shall we, Lee?
Yes, thank you very much, Mr. Mandy. It's wonderful talking to you. Thank you so much, sir. Well, Vanshee, let's walk through the gate and go out by the train. I'd like to have you meet the engineer, Casey Jones.
All right, well, where is he now, Lee?
Just going around the hump. This is about a quarter-mile track. You'll hear the train in just a few minutes. Isn't that an unusual name for an engineer, Casey Jones?
Oh, I don't believe his name is really and truly Casey
Absolutely.
Jones.
Absolutely. His name is Casey Jones. Wait till he gets in just a moment. You'll be able to hear. You can hear the train coming around. Just a moment. Let's talk to some of the brakemen. Who are you, sir?
Jesse Osborne.
Are you classified as a brakeman out here?
No, I'm classified as a trackman.
As a trackman, huh? You run this like a real train, in other words, huh?
Yes, sir, just like a real train.
What do? Do you take care of the tracks? Is that the idea?
Yeah, I keep up the track.
And is the engineer's name really Casey Jones?
Yeah, it's really Casey Jones. That's what everyone knows by, Casey Jones.
See, Vanshee, I told you.
And you take the tickets as they come through the gate, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
I'll bet you have some terrific crowds on holidays and Sundays, don't you?
That's right. We have an awful crowd on holidays and Sundays.
Do the youngsters ever get frightened riding so fast?
Some of them do.
But I think they're pretty safe and pretty secure with Casey Jones, aren't they?
Yeah, they all pretty safe.
I love the way he runs that train on schedule. He looks at his clock before he leaves. Here comes the train in just a minute. I'm going to show you. His name is Casey Jones. This is just as thrilling as being at Grand Central Station, isn't it?
Oh, hello.
Here, Clay.
Oh, here comes the train into Grand Central Station.
All right, you come over here, and I'm going to introduce you to the gentleman and prove to you his name is... Here he comes right now. Hello, Casey. How
Hello,
are you?
Hello. How are you?
I'd like to have you meet Evangeline Baker. She doesn't believe your name is really Casey Jones.
Yes, it is. Casey Jones.
How long have you been running this train, Casey?
Oh, 5 years.
And what experience did you have before?
Well, I worked in the San Francisco and Vallejo, Napa, Calistoga Railroad, the Northern Pacific, and the Old Ocean Shore.
Uh-huh. And how do you like the miniature railroad? You like that one, the big one?
Wonderful, yes, have more fun.
Tell us a little bit about the engine.
Well, it's, how is it made?
Yeah.
Well, it's just American type. That's a 4-4.
Uh-huh.
In other words, it has four pony trucks and four drivers.
I see.
And it carries 150 pounds of steam. Uh-huh. And it's about 12 horsepower.
Well, tell me now, is it an exact duplicate of
an old American type, yes. Mm-hmm. That's about 1905. They couldn't pull many cars in those days.
How fast do you go when you're going?
Well, they do about 30 miles an hour.
You reach 30 miles an hour
going
around?
You can pull 15 tons with it. Jawbar pull.
And you go through a real tunnel, don't you?
You bet. We're going to have a trestle and all new tracks pretty soon.
How about holding that watch of yours up to the microphone to tick a little bit?
Well, it doesn't tick. There's no hands on it because the children get in there and pull it out of my hand and I have to pick it up and everything else.
Well, you know, we've been standing watching you, Casey. As a matter of fact, we took a ride around with you just a few minutes ago with Banshee sitting down and me standing up. We won't go into that. But you told us that you didn't have any hands on that, but you pull it out and the children think that you're really running on schedule.
Oh, yes, I have to hide it from them. When they wanted me to tell the time, I have to turn around, look at my own watch, and find out what the real time is.
Do you have a lot of old railroad men?
Oh, yes. They come and ride with me, show their credentials, and tell me all their experience, retirement. They'd love to get up and run it.
I bet they would, too.
I bet they would.
How long has it been in operation here?
It's been here 22 years. The mile and the quarter mile track, rather.
Well, I noticed that one thing you do, you're very kind with these children, and I just love the way that you put on these little trips for them. You must like children very much.
Well, I do, and another thing, I go home, I'm so tired, I have to laugh myself at the things I say to them. Even here, you've seen me laugh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I have to get on the engine there, you know, and first thing you know, I'm on to myself.
Have you ever had to stop the train to take off any frightened youngsters?
Never. No, we can calm them when they get on.
Actually, there's no danger whatsoever.
Not a bit.
Do you know of any other little train like this in the United States?
Yes, they have several down Los Angeles. They have one over at Walnut Creek. They had one there at Durant Park in Oakland. But they're gone now. I think they're down in San Jose.
Tell me, Casey, do you do any of the repairs on this engine?
Most of them. Except heavy work. And that's got to be taken down, on the lathe. Big machinery, see.
Were you a retired engineer before you came?
No retirement. Now, my eyes are bad.
I see.
I'm colorblind.
Oh, I see.
Oh, that would really be a very serious handicap for an engineer.
It does. You have to know signals to see it.
Oh, but say, your little scenery here is just so beautiful and no signals to be worried about at all.
Not a thing, but I have to make believe, though.
Who keeps the brass little whistle all polished so beautifully?
Oh, I do all that. It takes me 3 hours in the morning. I'm 6 hours out here without a relief of any kind.
I see. What time do you come to work in the morning?
9 o'clock.
Yeah. Start the train.
And the time I get out is 11:30.
Uh-huh.
And then when I start in, I stay right here till about 5:10.
I see.
That takes me about 25 minutes to turn everything off, you know, and get everything in ship-shape order.
Where do you put the little baby to bed at
night? That goes in the roundhouse.
A real little miniature roundhouse?
Oh, you're telling me.
Oh, where is that located?
Haven't you seen it? You passed it.
No.
Oh. That was the tunnel.
Oh, it's a tunnel.
It's a double, huh?
You're telling me.
Well, I think that's wonderful. Casey, have you got about 30 seconds before you have to go away? I'd like to say hello to some of the people who are going to ride your train.
Why, go ahead.
We won't throw you off schedule.
Not
right?
A bit.
No, I got 4 minutes.
Thank you. Will you blow the whistle for us?
I'll do everything. You bet I will.
As a matter of fact, I've got my microphone cord stuck with his watch.
Oh, his watch is simply marvelous.
Let's say hello to some of the kiddies, shall we, Vanjie? Hello, who are you?
Diane.
Diane who?
Carmine.
You do? Is this your first time on the train?
No.
Been on it before?
Uh-huh.
How do you like Casey Jones, the engineer?
I like him. He's funny.
He's really funny, isn't he?
Yeah.
You enjoy the ride?
Yeah.
Good for you, Diane. You want to say hello to somebody,
Vanjie? Oh, yes, Lee. Hello. How are you?
Fine, how are you?
Will you tell us your name?
David Jones.
And where do you live?
Over in Richmond.
And how'd you happen to come over to the park today?
Well, I was staying with my aunt. We came here. I'm going home today, so my mom and dad come out here and we went around swimming, and then we're going to go around here now and stick for
a while. That sounds like a wonderful day. Is this the first ride you've ever had on the train?
No, I come over here every year.
And what do you like most of all in the playground?
I like the train here.
What are you going to be when you grow up?
I'm trying to be a chemist.
You are? You've never wanted to be a railroad engineer?
Well, I like the job, but I don't know.
It looks pretty exciting, doesn't
yeah.
it? Well, have a good time today, and thanks for the visit.
You know, Benji, the last time I asked a young fellow what he wanted to be when he grew up, he said a man. What's your name, Seth?
Philip Kelly.
Where are you from, Philip?
Palo Alto.
Are you? Glad school is out?
Yeah.
Enjoying yourself on the train?
Uh-huh.
Well, we have grown-ups on the train, too, Vanjie. Who's the lady?
Oh, I think it'd be awfully nice. You know, I think sometimes we take the youngsters for a ride on the train just because we'll enjoy it ourselves. What do you think?
I think so, too.
Will you introduce yourself?
Oh, I'm Mrs. Kelly from Palo Alto.
And these are your youngsters?
Yes.
Have they ever ridden on the train before?
Oh, yes, we've been up here before.
In other words, when you come to San Francisco, it's one of the standard things to do, is that right?
Yeah, we always have to come here.
I bet you enjoy it, too.
I'll say.
Thanks a lot. Have a good time. I know you're having lots of fun.
Well, Benji, I see the train's about ready to pull out, and we're nearly out of time. Let's say goodbye to Casey
Jones. Well, I'm very glad to have met you, and I hope to see you again soon.
Casey, we hope to see you again, too. We're going to listen to your pull out right now in a little miniature train. He blows the whistle, rings the bell. Isn't this wonderful?
Oh, say, listen, this is one of the most exciting things I've ever seen in my life. Now, here, we're going to listen to the whistle. There goes the bell.
Isn't it a lot of fun? You know what? We're going to do this a lot of times.
One. Oh. He has the most wonderful face, and he gets his signal foot on his goggles, and there she goes.
Got his brakeman on the back. We'll give him the signal to go.
Bye. Goodbye. Have a good trip.
Okay.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Now, you see what I mean about his name really being Casey Jones?
Oh, really Casey Jones, and it's a real train, Lee. And it's one of those things that I had never known very much about before and just stood and admired and looked at it. But it's wonderful how interesting people really are, isn't it?
It's true, it's true. As a matter of absolute fact, Vanjie, you and I are going to do a lot of this. We're going to see all the people do all the unusual things. In fact, you've just heard the first in a new series of programs designed to meet the people called San Francisco Unlimited. It's our purpose to introduce you to all the people in unusual occupations that contribute so much to San Francisco's way of life.
And San Francisco is unlimited, don't you think so, Lee?
True, Vanjie, true. It's the most fascinating city in the world.
Where should we go tomorrow?
Oh, I don't know. Let's not plan. It's more fun to stop wherever you meet somebody unusual, don't you think?
You mean carry our wire recorder with us all the time?
Well, why not? You might run into a sponsor, you know.
And what will you say if you meet one? My name is Lee Giroux.
That's right, and this is my partner, Evangeline Baker.
And then what'll you say?
Well, then I'll say, Mr. Sponsor, if you don't buy this program, you're passing up the best merchandising idea that's come along in years.
And everyone wants to know how the other half lives.
That's right.
And then what are you going to say?
Well, then I'm going to say this is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.